Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Morning, Ireland. It's 25 to 8. Des is here with the sports news. Injuries, Des?
Injury worries, yeah. The Irish captain, Katie McCabe, she set up the crucial goal as Arsenal overcame Bayern Munich to reach the Champions League semi-final last night, but Irish supporters will be concerned by the sight of her being carried off with 5 minutes remaining. She finished the night on crutches and wearing a protective boot as she returned for wild celebrations with her Arsenal teammates after they overturned a first leg deficit to defeat the German side 2-1 on aggregate. It's the first time in 10 years that Arsenal have reached the last four of the Champions League. The Arsenal manager said afterwards that Katie will undergo a scan today. It was interesting to hear how he summed up Arsenal's achievement and how he encouraged his team to their victory.
It's an incredible achievement that we are so proud of. And I told the players before the game that I think what the second half against Bayern Munich and the performance in the Conte Cup final against Chelsea told me was to say we have the potential, when we hit all things perfect, to beat any team. That doesn't mean it's easy or we can do it every time, but we have that potential as a team. So if we now have that, wouldn't it be incredible and beautiful if we can bring that to one more stage in this competition and to see how strong our wings are and how high we can fly together? And we managed to do that today, and that's a proud moment, not only for me, but for the whole club.
So they're through to the last four, and there was one other quarterfinal last night where Barcelona beat Roma 5-1 to go through, 6-1 on aggregate. At home, Piemont lost their 100% record start to the season in the Women's Premier Division. They were beaten 4-1 at home by champions Shelburne. Megan Smith-Lynch scored twice for Shells. Áine Gorman, meanwhile, scored the winner as Shamrock Rovers beat Wexford Youths 2-1. Galway United were 2-1 winners in Athlone. Bohemians beat DLR Waves 3-0. Treaty United and Cork City drew 1-1. Elsewhere, Waterford FC have appointed the former Bohemians manager Keith Long as their new head coach. It was a busy night in the under-20 GAA Championships. In Munster hurling, Clare salvaged a draw with Limerick, thanks to 3 points in stoppage time, two from Sean Wrynn. It finished 1-19 apiece. Cork beat Waterford by 1-17 to 1-13, but a series of missed chances cost Waterford. The greatest drama of the night came in the Ulster under-20 football quarter-final, where Donegal beat Antrim 5-4 on penalties after the sides finished level at 14 points apiece. The All-Ireland champions Tyrone were beaten. They lost by 4 points at home to Down, the Mourne men winning 2-9 to 1-8. Monaghan finished strongly and beat Cavan by a point, 1-11 to 13 points, while Derry were comfortable winners over Fermanagh, 3-12 to 8 points. In snooker, Sean Murphy hit back to beat Robert Milken's 10-8 and book his place in the Tour Championship semi-finals in Hull. He'll face Mark Selby or Ryan Day for a place in the final. Many tributes being paid to Irish Paralympian sprinter Jason Smith, who announced his retirement from competitive running after a glittering career at international level. Another man who retired yesterday after a lengthy career, Leitrim footballer Emlyn Mulligan. The Irish women's rugby team to play France in Cork on Saturday will be named today, and there are two race meetings this afternoon at Limerick and Naismary.